So yesterday was Mother's Day. This year, Americans spend about $21 billion on greeting cards, brunches, and gifts to say thanks. Some people don't even know what that means. Hundreds of thousands of kids pass through the foster system, and many never land with a mom. Then they have children themselves. Kavitha Cardoza from Here and Now contributor WAMU in Washington, D.C., spent time with some of these young women.
Valerie Mallory was one of those foster children. Today she's playing with her 2-year-old daughter, Aaliyah. She's tall and athletic. Aaliyah is small and plump. Both mother and daughter are wearing pink.
Sing it. I love you, you love me, we are, oh Lord. What's the words?
Until she had Aaliyah, Valerie didn't know about Barney. She'd never watched the TV show. It's just one of the tiniest ways she realizes her childhood growing up in the foster care system was very, very different.
I went through 3 group homes, 2 foster homes, and then an independent living home. So it was kind of hard for me. And then I didn't know no girls and nothing. They attacked me and they took my clothes and they was bullying me. And I got to the point like I wanted to commit suicide.
Foster children are one of the most underserved and vulnerable populations, and their life outcomes are bleak. Research shows they're less likely to graduate from high school and less likely to be employed. They're also more likely to be homeless and imprisoned. The girls are also far more likely to become pregnant.
They didn't have the benefit of strong mother images.
And that's where Carolyn Graham comes in. She's the founder of the Elizabeth Ministry here in Washington. She works with foster children who are mothers themselves. There are approximately 20 foster or former foster children here. The youngest is 16.
Some have been raped and molested by intimate relatives. They have been impregnated by those individuals. Some of them are so afraid of telling that story because they yet blame themselves.
Graham says their past becomes especially important when they become mothers themselves.
Even though they've had children, because they want to love someone in a different way than they were loved, but they began to mimic and replicate what they have known.
And that's the cycle of anger and hurt that Graham is trying to break through with what's known as the 2-generation model, where they work with both mothers and their children. So there's a childcare center on the premises. Patricia Mabry runs the Child Development Center here at the Elizabeth Ministry. She's a former DC elementary school principal, and her priority is getting these children to love learning. It's also teaching their mothers how to support learning. Mabry says their experiences as children influence how they parent.
The spanking, the fussing, their attitudes about the children crying or being unhappy, they think is normal, or he'll get over it, that type of thing. Or he's a big boy. He might be 18 months. Oh, he's a big boy now. So some of those kinds of ideas want to make the baby's toughen up, or he needs to get on this potty or stop taking the bottle or the pacifier, when it might be still developmentally appropriate to use those things.
She says they learn that being a mother is about more than just loving their children. It's about structure and consistency that they didn't have as children. Mabry says there are mandatory parenting classes where they learn about nutrition and health and safety. They're also learning practical ways to parent. For example, just waking their child up.
You just can't say, it's 7 o'clock, wake up, come on, I have your juice in here ready. No, we wake up children with music and rubs and soft and so forth. Hopefully you've learned that and you've seen us do it.
Valerie Mallory says she's starting to get the hang of it. She's 21 now and says she's better at controlling her temper. She knows not to hit her daughter the way she was beaten. And after years of being shouted at or ignored by her mother, she's learned how important it is to praise her child.
When she do something right, I be like, yay, good idea. And she be like, yay, she'll say it back. Now to the point I got a board in the house that I'm putting on the board so she could, this day you did good, and put a sticker right there.
That's the attitude Carolyn Graham likes to hear. That's also what she hopes the 2-generation approach teaches. But she says for it to really work, it also needs to include these mothers' mothers who were just girls themselves when people like Valerie were born.
The mothers of these girls need the nurturing. They need many of the classes. They need the therapy. They need many of the same things that we're giving their daughters. So if we are to really creatively thinking about remaking community whole, we got to go back and get the mothers and perhaps the grandmothers if we can.
Of course, that's not a quick fix or an easy fix to this difficult problem. But as Carolyn Graham knows, at some point, the cycle needs to be broken. For Here and Now, I'm Kavita Kadoza.